you hear that?
So we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny idiot face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
I'm going to go ahead and apologize in advance for this, but I just can't let this slide without using it, and you can't be serious. I had a picture posted on my Facebook wall today that upon initially reviewing it, I thought, well, this has to, I just assumed going on in the conversation in the comments under it that it was Photoshopped. Had to be Photoshopped. Just wrote it off until like three people drilled it into my head that it was actually real. And come to find, with some verification, it was real. Let me ask you a question here. You may be a little bit young for this, but when I was a kid, I was middle school. I think it was like early middle school. I remember fighting the battle with my parents of wanting to get a parental advisory CD. There was two that I wanted really badly. One was Significant Other by Limp Bizkit. And I'm not saying this was good music, by the way. But the other was... Rebel Without a Cause, I believe is what he called it, by Kid Rock. And so that's what I always associate back to Kid Rock. He dropped hits such as Ba With The Ba, Cowboy. Now he's making crappy remakes of Sweet Home Alabama or whatever it is that he is doing right now. And I've got some respect for Ba With The Ba. There's a big reason there was a parental advisory sticker on that album. That, boy, some of the things I've heard come out of Kid Rock's mouth before. My goodness.
Okay.
He was in the Oval Office.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Kid Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Kid Rock.
Yep. Sarah Palin was there, too. But Kid Rock.
Kid Rock and Ted Nugent.
Limp Bizkit was not there.
Yeah, right. That is my question. Why did Fred Durst not get the invite either?
Scandal?
Why did Fred Durst not get the invite? Kid Rock can come... but Fred Durst cannot. I talk for a living.
I didn't know that you had such high esteem for the Oval Office.
It has me borderline speechless that Kid Rock was in that picture, that it was not Photoshopped.
Didn't you love the comments from Robert Kraft at the Patriots visit to the White House yesterday, where he compared the fourth quarter comeback to Trump's
I made sure Brady was aware of that.
Good, yeah, good, good boy.
You carry on with your be serious. I'm gonna see if I can find some good Kid Rock lyrics for us here.
Last night when I first saw this, I thought it was from the game that I went to last night, but it was from the night before, the Tuesday night game. A little bit of a dispute in the stands at Kauffman Stadium. And TMZ got the video, because TMZ acquires all videos that are ever shot, it seems like, of a male Royals fan, middle-aged, kind of a bigger guy, just decking a female fan right in the face. And it was down the first base line. Both of them were ejected from the game, but no arrests and no medical attention. There's still not really a whole lot of details over what the issue was. I guess he felt like she had spit on him or say something, but he did not hold back. He went 100% and landed a pretty nasty right hook. The video is pretty crazy.
Do you have an entry, Brennan? If you don't,
Do actually. So last night, it's the Central Time Zone, about 9:30 or so, Aaron Rodgers got into a Twitter spat with the Shooter McGavin parody account, of all people.
That's funny.
And the original cause of it was Shooter tweeting a GIF at Aaron Rodgers saying, you know, playing golf is a great way to stay in shape. I remember I once ran 3 miles during a round of golf in 96, and the GIF was that really huge guy that Happy Gilmore shot a nail into his head when he was working the construction job. But that guy... chasing after a Shooter after he stole Happy's gold jacket, and just kind of goes on from there. Aaron first saying how much of a workout could it be if he got caught by that guy, and just going on from there and bringing up just minute details from the movie Happy Gilmore, which I do enjoy, and also including the shooter account declaring that Happy Gilmore, in fact, murdered Chubbs, not him, I guess, accidentally falling out the window upon seeing the alligator head. But it was just one of the strangest accounts to see, a NFL superstar and
a parody account.
A parody account of Shooter McGavin going at it, talking about a 20-year-old movie. Albeit a cult classic like Happy Gilmore, but
I have read way too many Kid Rock lyrics in the last 3 minutes.
Oh, hey, John.
About as much as I can stomach.
Yep.
Read that Twitter exchange between Aaron Rodgers and Shooter McGavin.
So, God, the one that I want to say, even if I blanked it, I think I would still get in trouble if I used two blanks.
Our listeners,
for the Kid Rock lyric that I really want to
just don't, please.
Our listeners should have some sympathy for the next 1 minute after we go off the air, because I'm going to have to listen to these lyrics.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll play you the part of the song that I want you to hear.
Oh, this is going
to
be terrible.
I mean, the song American Badass. Go listen to the song American Badass by Kid Rock and picture that blasting in the Oval Office. Man, that'll do it. We'll see ya.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local